Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, and still continuing to post our Summer Game Fest content. And we're going to be talking also about later in the future about the Xbox Game Showcase. We got to see a couple of stuff over there too. But in the meantime, let's talk about hands-on of some of the games that we've been checking out. For this episode, is going to be about Crazy Taxi. Shout out to Sega for giving us the opportunity to check out the game behind closed doors. That was a whole presentation. The creator was there. And we also both got our Crazy Taxi game signed, the Sega Dreamcast version. So really cool for that. Went for that, getting the opportunity and everything. But yeah, so we're here. And joining me on this episode, we have Rian Emmanuel Pena. What's up, Ri?
Hello. I'm super excited to join you for this one. And also, yes, thank you, Sega. And thank you, Danny, for making sure that my disc was also signed. I've had it for a very long time since I played it on my Dreamcast and fell in love with the game. And if you're not familiar with the original Crazy Taxi, it's an arcade driving game. It started actually in arcades and then eventually came to consoles and has stayed in our hearts for a long, long time. And it's one of those nostalgic games that you always wanted it to come back, but you maybe were a little hesitant of how it would hold up today. But the good news is Crazy Taxi World Tour, which is the new iteration, absolutely holds up. And it has even more to enjoy, which we'll talk about in a second.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So for those who don't know, we went to the presentation and they were showing us, actually they started with the old video of Crazy Taxi. It brought back a lot of memories, the Sega Dreamcast version. And then they were talking about, like, you know, how was it back in the days working this game? And then fast forward to 2026, they only showed one level of the area of Crazy Taxi and the things that you do in there and everything. And then after that, they started a Q&A session. So let's talk about the things that we got to see during the presentation, the things that stood out and the things that we're excited to check out. So which one you want to start?
Oh my gosh, there's so much, right? So as we said, this is Crazy Taxi World Tour, and we know that there will be at least 5 different locations that you visit across the world in this new game. And if you were paying attention to the trailer that we saw, it was an Xbox Game Showcase, is that right?
No, that was just, Xbox Game Showcase.
Xbox Game Showcase. You saw that at the towards the end of the trailer, a very mysterious figure drives up to our main character, Axel, and asks if he has his passport ready. So you're going to be going around the world, not just visiting San Francisco and all the hills and cable cars that we're familiar with from the original, but other places that we have not yet seen, and all of that is really exciting. Gosh, so many different things to talk about here. First off, the original classic mode is back and better than ever. You do have the Offspring's soundtrack there, the songs that you're used to screaming, if you're me, while playing to your parents, just chagrined. That's absolutely coming back, along with other things that were maybe hinted at but not quite confirmed around musical selection. You have crazy drifts, you have crazy stops, but you also have crazy dasts and crazy boosts. And these things are implemented in order to give you different ways to navigate around the world with your passengers, but also give you points, right? Like your passengers still love it when you jump or when you go off of a ramp or if you almost hit somebody. And if you're anything like me, you drove a little too crazy. And every time the girl got out of your car, she said, "That was too dangerous." But I'm sure a lot of people have better skills than me, and maybe I'm better now. But what was really cool and different about this iteration is that there's so many more game modes that they are adding. So there are different, what are they calling them? Odd jobs. One of the ones that you saw some clips of in the trailer was pizza delivery, where you have a pizza guy who's got a huge, comically tall stack of pizzas from a place that's called like Burger Joint or something, ironically. And he's delivering them across the city, and you're trying not to drop them by having crashes and making sure that you get them there on time. A slight adjustment to the pickup passengers and drop them off formula that we're all very familiar with. Another one that we saw a glimpse of in the trailer was fishing. And let me tell you, Danny, if a game has fishing in it, I'm almost guaranteed to give it a shot. Just because I love fishing in real life. And you are literally fishing with a car. And yes, this is a crazy, crazy Japanese game, but if you can imagine how you would use crazy dashes and crazy stops in order to cast and then reel in a shark in this case in the trailer, then you have a good idea of what crazy taxi fishing looks like. And there's a whole bunch more of these different odd jobs that you can do, as well as checkpoint races, which are exactly what they sound like. You can race other characters head to head. They had a really cool cameo from Bull from the first game, if you ever got that far. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't. I really ever saw him in videos. But you can go head-to-head with other racers. Along with these missions, there is multiplayer mode hinted at and maybe some customizations that they talked about. So this is really, really thick as far as what you get to do in the game. It's not just the original taxi mode that we're all familiar with and that we know and love.
Yeah, I know one of the things that I brought up, because they had a Q&A session. I took over that. I think I asked five questions. I don't know if people were shy or what. I don't know. But one of the things that I asked, because, you know, we're so used to the original Crazy Taxi where you don't have enough time to travel and see the area, right? Because it was designed for the arcade. Pick up and play, and that's it, right? So they ported that version to the Sega Dreamcast, and yeah, people didn't have a lot of time to explore. Also,
unless you got really, really good.
Yeah, and also once you the time it runs out, that's it. Like the game is over. So I asked them, is there a game over in this version? And there isn't, because it's designed where yes, you could fail, like you were saying, things in the game, right? Different things that you do in the game. But there is no game over similar to like the first game. So think of it as like Forza Horizon. You explore. If you fail, you go back to the world, but you could restart that part again and continue until you achieve your goal, right? So that's something I feel like it was very important to ask, because you know people are probably going to think, oh, it's like the original, and it's not like the original. It's a lot of cool changes where I feel like it's going to let people to explore and don't feel the pressure to not explore because the time is running out. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. They did mention a lot of quality of life changes like you're describing, Danny, including streamer mode for people who want to be able to share this game online and don't want to get copyright struck for all of the licensed music. But I actually asked the question in my session, how did the team come to terms with the fact that this is maybe a little older of a game, at least the last outing that we've seen, and how they brought it to today with the features that we're used to seeing in arcade games and in racers, and how they decide what to make different and what to keep the same. Obviously, iconic things like the racers, you know, we have Axel and Gina and BD Joe. We have the cars that we're used to seeing, all the really big, huge muscle American cars. We have the coin sprouting whenever you do something fun, or the green arrow that points to your direction as you're setting off with your passengers. But they described for the changes that they're making to the game or things they're adding, they have an actual multi-generational roundtable within the studio made up of all of the devs. And anytime there's a discussion to be had about what to upgrade, what to change, what to add, they all come together and talk about it as a team, all in the same level as a creator, which I thought was so unique and interesting. Mm-hmm. Because he even mentioned there were some things that he would suggest, and some of the younger people in the team would say, yeah, that's played out. Nobody wants to see that anymore. So I thought it was a really unique approach and very egalitarian, where, you know, people who have grown up in very different eras of gaming all had an equal voice in how to make this game for the people who are playing today, who is everyone, right? Like people as young as our friends' kids are playing, or people as old as our parents are playing. And I think it's really approachable in the way that they have presented this, where if you want to just cruise around without a game over screen, like you mentioned, you can. Like you can take the pressure off a little bit. But if you want that classic challenge, like if you want to do those challenge modes, you can really get into it and get into the weeds and have yourself a great gamer time, which is really cool.
Yeah. Another question, and it's both of these are similar. You know, people start talking about and asking about the soundtrack. Is it going to be similar to the first one? All licensed? Is it going to be original in there? The creator was smiling. He's like, he looked back and the president of Sega was there and a lot of folks from PR. He's like, yeah, I really can't say anything. I'm surrounded by PR folks and the
same
president.
In my session. There was a question from Hip Hop Gamer. Shout out to Gerard, the homie. And he asked if there were maybe some more hip hop tracks and artists in the game. And, you know, again, he smiled and said, I can't really talk more about the music, but yeah, I think you'll be happy with it. So, yeah, we got a coy answer in our group as well.
Yeah, so, and also the second question, which is similar, but this one's a little bit different because I wasn't thinking about it at that time. This was a person that was sitting next to me asked about the soundtrack, but in a way where, because this is a world tour, so I'm in California, we're going to listen to like US, you know, music, right? But if we go to another place around the world, is the music is going to change based on the location that we're going to be playing? Again, the creator was smiling. And he looked back. He's like, they will kill me if I answer this question. So I really can't talk about it. But now that's kind of a hint. Like, so it looks like it's going to change based on the location that we go. So that's.
And it would only make sense that it should, right? Like, this is world tour. And they really did emphasize this is world tour. Like, the classic hills of San Fran are not the only setting that we're going to get. So, you know, if you've ever made it all the way out to the airport, like, you know, all of these like iconic locations that we grew up playing will be the baseline, and they're adding other really great landmarks and places that we will recognize from other cities around the world, which is cool. Side note, I didn't mention this before. They actually showed us a little hint. You can drive underwater in this game.
Yes. Yeah.
And there might be some secrets and things to find down there as well. So they really are expanding this globally, which is very cool to see. And I can't wait to see which countries there are. There was a feature that I asked about and again got a very, very vague answer, what popularity by country means. This is a stat that popped up on the UI screen as the demo operator was playing it, and it made it seem like maybe there's some leaderboards or some kind of reputation system connected to different locations around the world. So there's definitely a lot more to discover, and I know Sega has let us know they will be talking more about all of the features coming to Crazy Taxi World Tour in the future. So this is just scratching the surface. Like, it's a lot of information already, and there's even more for them to share.
Yeah, I'm very excited to play this game. You know, I love the first Crazy Taxi. And this one looks, it has that same type of vibe, but newer version. And it looks fun. I can't wait to actually play this once it's official, once it's out there, you know. So, and it's cool that this was shown during the Xbox Game Showcase, you know, because,
yeah,
again, maybe it will have play anywhere. Who knows? Who knows? But,
huge pop, really huge cool moment in the show. I screamed as soon as I heard, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah.
And I knew it too. As soon as I saw the character, I was like, yo, is that Crazy Taxi?
I was scream singing the whole thing. The people next to me knew me, so that hopefully they will give me some forgiveness. But I was so excited. It was such a great announcement.
Yeah, so that's it for now. And hopefully once we get more information about the game, we could talk about it here more on Gamer Tag Radio. Anything else, Ree, before we wrap it up? Because we have more stuff to talk about.
Lots more about the Xbox showcase, about all of the showcases, which are, in my opinion, excellent, which we'll talk more about soon. But yeah, if you haven't checked out the trailer, go ahead and take a look at it. It is zany and fun and what you would expect from Crazy Taxi in 2026. And I can't wait to learn more.
All right. But thanks for listening. Make sure to check out our past content. Until next time, we're out.
Bye.